Hey Juan, what's the first thing you're feeling or you're thinking about when you see this stadium, when you're back here? What's going through your mind and your heart right now?
This is a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings that I have in this stadium. A lot of memories that I have in the past, so it feels pretty good to be back and see these guys and enjoy the moment. I mean, it was a great moment here, but now we just gotta keep going on.
How high have the emotions been for you since you've touched down in D.C., since walking in this ballpark, not going to the Nats clubhouse? I know you did, but not your clubhouse anymore, going to the visitor side. How high are your emotions today?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, I just say hi to a couple of the guys over there. It feels great to be back here. But like I say, it's a lot of emotions going through my mind, but at the end of the day, we just got to take care of business and come to my side.
After the trade happened, when did you realize that you'd be coming back here so soon, and what did you think?
Right after I get traded, I was thinking, I saw that we're coming back. So I tell the guys, it's just it's not goodbye, it's just a see you later, because I'm going to see them soon again.
How has the adjustment been for you, you know, with a new teammate going to San Diego? Are you happy?
It's been pretty cool. It's been pretty nice. These guys in there, it's been amazing. They really welcome me in, and it feels great. It feels like it feels like home right now. It feels great. It feels amazing. The energy in there is incredible, and I'm happy where I'm at.
I saw you walking in earlier, and you were giving high fives and hugs. What was it like to walk first into the Nationals clubhouse just to say hi?
I didn't walk in the Nationals clubhouse.
Well, you walked just right in.
So a couple of the clubs there, and that I have to take care of them because they take care of me the whole year. So I was just sitting on the lobby and saw a couple of the guys. That's what I did. But it feels amazing to see those guys again and be with them.
Juan, what do you think it'll be like seeing the fans here again?
It's gonna be very cool. I know how loud they can get, so I give them my 100% out here, and I hope they enjoy it a lot. For me, I think it's going to be pretty cool, and get to see those people again, it's going to be pretty nice.
You were here when Bryce Harper came back, Max Scherzer came back, Trey Turner came back, and you saw what it was like for them. Did you ever imagine that would be you in that situation?
At that moment, I never think about it. But since I get traded, I really saw myself in one of them, and saw how cool the fans were with them and how much they enjoy it, and I just gonna try to do the same thing.
You knew this would be a big day. Did you think it'd be this big? You come out, you see all of us here?
I didn't know that so many people is gonna be around me right now. I know it's the media and everything, but it feels kind of weird.
Are you expecting that standing ovation of sorts when you go out there? What are you thinking the fans are going to do when you take your first at-bat?
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to have for me or anything like that. But I just know I really gave my 100% every time I was in that clubhouse and in that team. Every day they saw me coming out to the field, they saw my 100%. So I don't know how they're going to react, but for me, I give all what I had.
Juan, hablando de lo que ha sido este cambio para ti, pasando de un equipo que estaba en último lugar en esta división, que fue difícil y lo mencionaste en muchas ocasiones, a pasar a un equipo que está compitiendo por los playoffs. ¿Cuál ha sido el cambio de energía en tu vida y como jugador llegar a California?
No, la energía y el cambio siempre están ahí. Al final del día, cuando tú ves que te cambian a un equipo que sí está en la pelea y tiene chance de ganar, las emociones cambian, todo cambia. Ya el nivel de juego, todo es algo increíble. Aunque tú no quieras, tu nivel de juego cambia y sube a un máximo nivel. Yo siempre traté de dar el 100% para mí en los nacionales, pero tú sabes que las emociones, la energía es algo diferente.
¿Y estás alegre que ese primer jonrón fue contra otro equipo y no contra los nacionales? Porque sabemos lo que significa para ti este equipo.
Para mí, sabes, no me importó. Me sentí alegre que fue para la fanaticada de San Diego. Me sentí contento que fue en el estadio y que los fanáticos míos de San Diego pudieron disfrutar eso.
What's been the biggest adjustment going from playing with the Nationals to playing with the Padres? What's been the biggest adjustment these last 10 days?
It's kind of the same thing. I think it's not been the biggest adjustments. You just get to know the people in there. There's a lot of people in that clubhouse, so I think that's the biggest adjustment.
at any point during this season, it may sound silly, but during the negotiations or just the way the season was turning out, did you stop having fun?
I never did. Because I know the outside stuff and everything that make you think a lot of stuff. I just let my agent take care of it. But whenever I get to those lines, I try to forget about what's happening in the outside and try to enjoy that moment. Every time I'm in that dugout in those lines, I just try to enjoy as much as I can. And that's why you always see me smiling out there.
Well, you have mentioned many times how much you appreciate the organization, the draft that you gave you a chance to develop, and you won a championship with these guys. I just wonder what was that feeling like when you realized that was going to end?
It was a lot of emotions. I said it before, I cried the whole morning that day. It was pretty tough to go through it, but at the end of the day, I really understand that it's business, and you gotta do the best for yourself, and they just did the best for them, and I'm happy with them, whatever, no hard feelings or anything like that. For me, I understand that it's a business, and just see myself think and just keep moving forward. Whatever happens, it happens. I just gotta keep going forward.
Do you have a favorite memory from here, from your time here?
Everybody knows my favorite memory. I got my ring.
In this stadium, though.
In this stadium, yeah. It's gotta be the wild card. The wild card hit that I hit here, and how the fans went crazy and how loud they were. That's got to be my favorite moment of this day.
When did it hit you that you were a San Diego Padre? When did you have time to just be by yourself and realize that you're now with San Diego?
Same day. I mean, after everything, the emotions go away, I realize I'm San Diego Padres, and now I'm moving forward to win the championship with this team.
Did you feel like you didn't get a chance to say a true goodbye to the Washington fans because you didn't know when your last game was going to be, and this might be a way to do that?
For me, definitely. I didn't expect any of that. But they know what I have then. I always say goodbye to them. This series is a good time to say goodbye to them, and I'm happy. Like I say, no goodbye, see you later, because I'm coming every year with the San Diego Padres, and I'm going to see them for more and more years.
Did you see 100% every single time you were in Nationals Park? How different is it going to be for you to be coming out of the majors dugout?
It's not going to be any different. I'm going to hit by 150% every day. Like I say, when you're a winning team, the level of your game is just going higher and higher. So even if I like those guys, but now I'm on this side, I'm gonna try my best to win the game. So don't think I'm going to play easy today.
Juan, what was your first thought when you woke up this morning in this city under these circumstances?
Can you repeat the question?
What was your first thought when you woke up today in this city under these circumstances?
No, it's just another day of baseball. Another day I have to enjoy it. Happy to see those guys again, but another day of work that we got to come and keep fighting. I always see the wild card places that we are, and that just made me think I'm hungry for more.
When you came in, did you see some fans outside wearing your old jersey, and what do you think it'll mean to you when you see all those fans wearing your jersey, your Nationals jersey, in here tonight?
Oh, it was pretty cool. I'm happy that they're still cheering for me. I'm happy they always support me and stuff. But I hope they change it to the Padres jersey.
Juan, ¿qué tan orgulloso estás de la carrera que hiciste aquí, el legado que hiciste con los Nacionales y ahora el impacto que puedes tener con los Padres?
Me sentí muy bien, me sentí agradecido con ellos, me sentí orgulloso de mí, porque todo lo hice de corazón y lo hice con mucha armonía hacia ellos. Pero al final del día todo cambió, los papeles cambiaron, ahora soy un San Diego Padre y ahora me toca dar el 100% y traer buena memoria para los fanáticos de San Diego.
We got time for a couple more guys.
Juan, how does the ballpark look different from the visitors dugout?
It looks way different. Yeah, it's a little longer walk and it looks almost similar to the home side, but a little different. But still, a good vibe.
It'd be weird without your walk-up music. You go to that today?
I don't know. I'm a B-seater now. I'm
not even gonna do that. Hey Juan, it wasn't long ago that you were called up here and you were new, and then things went really fast. Won the World Series. You became more well-known. You became more famous at home too. Like, you went back home. You said that in the grocery store you're getting recognized and your life was changing. And now this has happened. Kind of, how do you think about that transition of the last like 4 years, basically, where you went from down the minors to sitting in here like this?
It's been pretty cool. I think people know me more now about all these trades and stuff. But all the transitions is just the same thing. Just at the end of the day, it don't matter how big I am and how much the people know me, I'm gonna keep being the same guy. Anywhere I'm going, I'm gonna keep being the same Juan Soto. So for me, for my family, for my friends, for my teammates, I'm gonna be the same guy every day. So the transitions aren't there that bad. I just been pretty cool with it, and I'm just still being the same one.